If we look at our daytime from morning to night, look how much one person reviews their image of themselves. How many times a day? And sits on the judgment of what they did correctly, what they didn't do correctly, how they should do it, or say bravo, or you ate too much, you ate too little. And how much of the daytime we want everybody to be happy with us. We want to please others. And how often do people actually don't give a damn about these two groups and be okay in their own skin because there is no attention that goes toward the judgment? I found out that when we visit the third state of being, that our action automatically is divine. Our words automatically is soothing and inspiring. Our thoughts are automatically sends blessing out. Our silence can change pictures. Just by turning the flashlight, not all the time, but at least more often than normal people, so-called normal people. And that is exactly what we do. We're constantly reminded to go home, to go home. And the reason is becoming so repetitive is because our ears need to hear it. We're bombarded with opposite of that. We're bombarded with, come to me, come outside, come solve this, solve that, do this, do that. So we need that IV that says, no, come to me, every so often. It's not something we need to do all the time. Because the character has to, the body, the mind, the one that we are born into needs to express itself. I mean, there's no question about it. And even that part of us is divine. It's nothing wrong with it. But in order to have equanimity and peace, it's important to feed the spirit, to feed the soul. And that is what we are all doing, feeding the soul, to bring a balance so we don't go out of whack, either too angry, too nervous, too depressed, too this, too that. And then as we visit this place that is ourself and so accessible, the love becomes a stream of unvolunteer pouring. And you all have experienced that, where it is not give and take. There is no reason for it. And we all feel that more and more. I mean, we've always been a decent people. We were helpful people. But something happens that we feel a more purified love that is undirected. It doesn't know friend or stranger. It doesn't know family or someone that we never met before. It pours equally to wherever there is a need for it. These are all encouragement for you guys to know what we heard tonight, it is of high value that not too many people in the world will help you stay on it and benefit from it. The beauty of it is that this type of truth, it only points you to yourself. Now, in the world, we're always pointed out of ourselves. We're looking for a treasure, for substance, for whatever it is that we're looking for. And then the truth says, turn around. I give you everything. Just turn around. And it's so nice because there's only one truth and the pictures are on it. Therefore, we all benefit equally from what it is. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In such a simple city, in such a simple room that we used to call garage, we're able to taste ourselves.